Sunday. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, how you doing? So good to see you. Happy Sunday. Oh, yes, I just love Sundays. Until Sunday night comes and you're reminded, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. So, hey, so good to see you. It's Joey Kroll with you. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we're a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every week we have a main theme, main focus. Last week we talked about Jesus, that wonderful name. And today we're going to talk about Jesus, our Lord. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Precious love, God told me, when I repented,
that's right. Celebrating Jesus today and every day. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. I have some allergies kicking in. You know, I do love this time of the year, but I also don't like this time of the year. That's where the allergies kick in. And my wife tells me when I get my allergies, I sounds like I have more testosterone. So I think she kind of likes that. Hey, today we are talking about Jesus, our Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 says, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus is Lord.
Once in darkness, now in light. Once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. The chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Empty, now filled. Once condemned, now reconciled. Broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains. A prodigal, now home. Was lost, now found. Was an enemy, now a friend. Was born, now crowned. That's the power of the cross. See the change.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2 says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." You know, we sometimes as Christians, and I know I fall into this sometimes too, we kind of flippantly refer to Jesus as Lord. We say it like it's like we're chewing gum sometimes, right? But what does it mean to call him Lord? It means Jesus is our ruler, owner, master, and sole authority in our life. He is Lord. So what does it mean to experience Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives? Well, it means that we are yielding to his rule over every area of our life. He is the Lord of our conduct. He should be the Lord of our relationships, the Lord of our time, the Lord of our talents, the Lord of our treasure. He should be the Lord of our entire life. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.
Holy, holy, holy. to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
And I lift my voice.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. This song. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey Kroll. So good to see you. So good to spend some time with you on this May the 17th, 2015. And in fact, I'm looking at the watch here. Our time is running out. Oh, I don't like when our time runs out. I do enjoy our time each and every Sunday. And you can actually catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. And coming up tomorrow, don't forget, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. But in the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.